Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And I think one of the more telling things is what I've heard from Panthers people over the last couple of days, which is when the teams went into 2 minute, Bill Belichick was the one calling the offensive plays. So, you know, you've seen Joe Judge have that the walkie-talkie. You've seen Matt Patricia more often than not have the walkie-talkie. But the fact that Bill is sort of swooping in these 2 minute situations tells me either Bill's going to be the play caller or they haven't made up their mind how they're going to handle this yet. And that, to me, is probably the scariest thing with the opener 3 weeks away.
Burt Breer suggesting it's scary. Chris Curtis and Christian Foyer suggesting it would be a great thing if Bill were to be calling plays this season for the New England Patriots.
In full transparency, the NBC Sports Boston tweeted out this video saying concerns over Bill. Mm-hmm. And my first inclination was to listen to it so I would have ammo against the Patriot hands, whatever. And I listened to it. And I was like, what the hell? This is great news. Mm-hmm. Like, who would you rather have, the greatest head coach in the history of the sport or two boobs? I mean, we all like boobs, Oscar, but the fact remains that this is the best possible outcome for Mac Jones, for this team. And think of the manner in which Bill Belichick is approaching this, knowing how PR conscious the organization may be. Mm. If Bill was holding Steve's hand, calling defensive plays, that would be criticized left and right, and rightfully so, because you'd be like, you have your kid on the staff and you have to spend all your energy coaching up his side of the ball. This way you allow the defense to grow, you're within arm's length, you can help, but now you're on the offense helping the most important person in this franchise, Mac Jones, take the next step and help this offense grow.
But what your concern is that if you're Bill Belichick and you're doing that, you're not able to coach up the defense.
No, you can't because you have a play caller. So you got to be over there focused on what are we going to get, you know, hey, what's our next kind of set a series of plays? What are we setting up here to set this up? It's like a whole, you know, it's like you're trying to paint this beautiful picture of an offense. And you're the guy holding the paintbrush, you can't be focused on something else and trying to paint this masterpiece because it's not going to turn out that way.
Have you ever had a painting of you done while you're nude wearing just the Super Bowl ring on your chest?
No,
like
but
a Titanic?
I should do that, though. I like that.
How long have you been holding that question?
Yeah.
It's ever since we started 3 years ago. I'm like, I got a chance to ask Wiggy about this great fantasy, idea I have.
Put it right over our bed in our bedroom. I like that idea. Yeah. Here's what
Do you have a mirror on your ceiling?
Oh,
you seem
God
like,
in
you
heaven.
Seem like a, you and Mrs. Wiggins seem like mirror on the ceiling people.
No, but I would like, I think that's the greatest thing. It should be, I would really.
That mirror is an alcoholic by now.
No,
You might need two.
No, no.
No disrespect.
I don't need a mirror window. I need mirrors all across the room.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That would be spectacular.
So you're like.
I love
you're,
every angle.
You want to see every single angle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And seeing me in work is a beautiful sight.
I am not hungry anymore.
Well, here's what I will say, Curtis. There are a lot of people out there that pay to see me.
I'm sure they do.
I
OnlyFans.
The only reason why I like this move and I think Bill's doing this is because it takes all the pressure off of Mac Jones. It takes all the pressure off of Matt Patricia. You know, there's really not that much pressure on Joe Judge because I don't know if he's really in the running. But it now brings it all back to Bill. Every question comes back to Bill. Every decision comes back to Bill. So I think that here's Bill trying to protect these guys and saying, you know what, I'm going to put myself in front of this train if it does go bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why you might see him do this.
And you know what started all this? Robert Kraft at the owners' meetings in Florida saying, this is a playoff team. We haven't won a playoff game in 3 years around here. I'm ready to see some more winning. And this is Bill reacting in kind, saying, I need this offense to grow for us to win a playoff game. And so he's devoting his energy. So there's actually seems to be a symbiotic relationship between what Kraft said, because it looked like Bill was coaching with complete impunity, like whatever, nothing. I'm not under any fire, under any heat. But now it's apparent that he knows that, and he doesn't want to fail. If he fails at this, he knows what the national narrative. Hey, you can listen to it now. It's already started.
But he might. But the defense was the reason they didn't win the playoff game. So he must be fully confident that this is a really good defense, and he doesn't need to spend that much time with the defense.
Or he's changing with the way the game is being officiated, and mm-hmm. it's almost entirely in favor of the offense, and you need to capitalize on offense. Defenses are going to give up points. The best defenses
right.
in the NFL are going to be giving up 15, 20 points a game. So you know that you have to put up 3 or 4 touchdowns a game if you want to be successful.
Or he's looking at it, because I know you keep going back to last year in the playoff game. Yeah, the defense wasn't great. But is he going to the point where we need to be like the old Patriots, where we got to average 30 points a game in order to win games, right? So is that what you are? Or are you a team, and Curtis is right, defense can obviously take you to a certain place, but sooner or later your offense is going to have to be able to say, okay, we can go toe-to-toe with the best of them. But I'll tell you what, man, I have never in my whole life of watching football been in so much anticipation to see this season. Like, because if Bill's able to pull this one off where he's calling plays now, offensive plays, and the offense is good, and they're a team that, like you said, they win 10 games, and I'm with Christian. I believe they'll be in the playoff hunt. But if they make it to the playoffs and Bill's able to do this, doesn't he now say, why the hell do you even hire offensive coordinator?
But also, think of the entry point for Bill. The first 2 weeks of camp, the offense was barbecued in a way that I haven't seen it since Belichick was hired in 2000. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, and even Mike Reese, Mike Giardi, right. It wasn't just the hot takers. It was the rank-and-file writers covering this Patriots team, saying it looked like a high school offense. They couldn't even line up. They barely executed a play. The ball was always on the ground. You name it, they said it about this. So Bill comes in. Perfect entry point, because the fact that they even had a cohesive offense last week, we were celebrating it. And if he's able to do that with this offense mm-hmm. this year, man, I mean, you can't really say anything about him anymore.
And what about Foyer when it comes to the fighting,
mm-hmm.
which occurred again yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently a woman was hurt or something. She got right. She got herself some free tickets, which is a good thing.
Right.
I don't know if she's wearing a neck brace now.
She should be wearing a neck brace.
That's what you do, is you get a bag of cash if you put the neck brace on. But are you with Foyer that's really the just the Panthers being a bunch of jackasses?
Yeah, because if you really look at it, like, Dedrick Wise didn't do anything crazy. He just hit Christian McCaffrey, and, you know, he fell down. And then
he did that for Amendola.
And he laid him out.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It was a little flipper. It wasn't that bad of a layout. And he got, you know, he probably caught him off guard a little bit. Nothing crazy. He bounced up, but he gets up throwing the football. Next thing you know, there's this giant Donnybrook going on. And, you know, now it was like, it was, when you look at the video, it's Dedrick in the middle of nothing but Carolina. But I'm with Christian on this one, man. And I heard Matthew Slater. It's like, really? You're fighting out here, bro?
Yeah.
I mean, what's that? We're out here trying to look out for each other. And it probably all got started because the Christian Wilkerson hit.
Yeah.
You know, where some of the Patriots were upset. You know how it is. All right, you do something to my guy, we're going to do something to your guy. But I'm with Christian. It kind of gets you nowhere. It doesn't do anything. You're out there fighting. You should be protecting each other and trying to get some work done. But I know that's the nature of the beast. You know, emotions run hot. Everybody's playing at different speeds, and things tend to happen.
All right, coming up at 7:30, we'll get to the news. Who's doing the news today? You, Curtis?
Jesus, Mary,
you
sure.
You have to do everything. Weather, news, trending, everything.
You know, I'll do it.
You want me to do it? Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
I'll do it. I like you to react. You're the guy that's got to give some powerful opinions.
Okay. All right. So we could have Wiggy do the news.
Wiggy, you want to do the news?
How about you do the news?
Okie dokie.
Because my news is a little different.
We are going to do, because Christian wants it, Christian is calling for it, we are going to do Wiggy on history at 9:30 on this morning's show.
Oh, I love it.
All right. So that is coming up at 9:30 on today's show. But here, in the absence of Courtney, who is still out with COVID, here is Chris Curtis and what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, good morning, Boston. Trending Now is brought to you by Burlington Lumber. Contractors, Burlington Lumber has everything you need to make your next project a success with a full line of building materials, including Trex decking, and its fully appointed kitchen showroom. Burlington Lumber has what you need. Visit Burlington Lumber today on Middlesex Turnpike in Burlington. All aboard, everybody. The Boston Red Sox are streaking. They beat the Pirates last night, 8-3. They're going for the sweep tonight.
Okay.
They are 59-59, back to 500, four games out of the wild card. Look out, world. Get your playoff tickets now. And I would even, I don't know if you can still do it, Jordan's Furniture, I think they're going to sweep the World Series.
You think so?
So buy yourself a sectional.
Okay.
They are in perfect position.
That horn sounded depressed there.
Pretty good.
They're in perfect position?
Yep,
you mean last place?
No, because if even if you lose tonight, your next three series are Baltimore, Toronto, and Tampa Bay. And if you can stay hot and win all three of those series, you've overtaken those teams. And by the end of it, by the end of August, you are now back as one of those teams that is a wild card playoff team, and you're there.
And I want to commend the Red Sox. They went as a team yesterday afternoon to the Roberto Clemente Museum in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a cool thing. I don't know if they have blue bikes in Pittsburgh. I hope they all took a cab or Ubered.
No, I didn't see any blue bikes when I was down there.
No blue bikes?
No, I didn't really see them when I was riding through Pittsburgh. I didn't see the blue bikes.
What about the Primanti sandwich? Is that the thing to get down there? What is it, like potato chips and a sandwich with French fries?
Wait a minute. Is there a sandwich that I don't know about?
Primanti Brothers?
I've heard they have lots of great sandwiches, but I don't think there's – is there a specific one that has the potato chip in the sandwich?
Yeah. Oh, well.
I do that at home only with tuna sandwiches. I think a tuna sandwich must have the potato chips put inside it.
Tuna sandwich I've never had. It smells awful. But I don't know what it – people let me know. It's a world-famous Primanti Brothers sandwich, whether it's French fries or potatoes or bologna.
Was there ever – a more elitist silver spoon statement made on this radio show than I have never had a tuna sandwich. Oh, my Lord.
Gross. I'm with you on that. I don't eat tuna fish either. That's disgusting.
Okay, but didn't your mom make you a tuna sandwich growing up?
No, my mom's Italian. She could cook.
Yeah, my mother didn't make a tuna fish sandwich.
Okay.
The Red Sox will look for the sweep tonight at 7:05 right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Network. And be sure to listen to my man, Mutt. Tune into the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:05. Patriots complete two joint practices, four fights. Patriots appear to win those. You can watch those two tomorrow night on Channel 4 as they begin their second preseason game at 7. And lastly, LeBron James got a two-year, $97.1 million extension that makes him the highest-earning player in NBA history. Now, LeBron James has spoken out about the need for more pay for WNBA stars. I say he gives half of that to them.
Wait a second.
Does that also mean that there is a wink and a nod deal for Bronny?
Totally. I think so, because I think Bronny's eligible 2024, right? So if you add another 2 years to LeBron, and I think there's like a third-year player option in there that might be something along those lines, it sets him up. And there was video of him not only working out with Bronny, but his youngest son, I think it's Bryce, and potentially maybe wanting to play with him, which he would be
eligible. I thought his youngest son was Brian Windhorst.
No. That's the youngest.
Oh, okay.
And then he would be eligible for 2026. So, and LeBron at that time would be 42 years old.
Okay, so
is the whole starting lineup going to have the last name LeBron or James? Is that how that's going to work?
Yeah. Well, and he'll be a part of the Vegas team that Henry buys, right? Wouldn't that make sense for all them to join each other there?
Yes.
Trending Now is brought to you by Sam Summer Ale. Sam Summer Ale is brewed with a hint of citrus, perfect for a hot summer day like this. Crisp, easy drinking Sam Summer is the beer for this season. And now it's time for the weather. My Lord, the amount of hats Ken has me wearing this morning. It is currently 67 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, afternoon high of 82. Get ready for the heat to return tomorrow and Saturday, both around 90 degrees.
If you care, the sandwich has French fries in it, not potato chips in it.
Got it.
What's it called?
Primanti. P-R-I-M-A-N-T-I.
Primanti Brothers.
The Yinzers love it.
Okay.
It's the famous sandwich. There's a bunch of them down there. I had the worst Italian food I've ever had in Pittsburgh at Ken's Mercy Meal after his dad's funeral.
Really?
Awful. I love you, Ken, but bad food. Chicken tenders are now on sale at Shaw's. Today through Thursday, pick up fresh chicken tenders for only $2.97 a pound. Limit two packages. Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Do you have to dump out of that,
yeah,
Jackson?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I pulled a Curtis. I'm sorry.
I was just getting into that Godsmack song.
Me too. It was your old days.
Has anybody brief you on using the edited versions of songs on the public airwaves?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. They did that a long time ago in radio school.
They did. They briefed. Shime is off today.
Mm-hmm.
That is Jackson.
I guess I had the same teacher as Curtis.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, technically yesterday was your first day running the board.
Yes, sir.
And you were trained while we were doing a morning radio program.
Yeah, it's always been fascinating to me. Like, we've always been the guinea pig on this station at this hour, which I don't know if you know this out there, but the morning radio is the most important radio spot of the entire day by a pretty wide margin. That's why every show on the market has an actual live show in the morning.
All right.
Yet whenever we've had big changes, whether it was the first show here after we left Guest Street or when we changed all of our software at Guest Street, both times, 6 a.m., okay, we're using the new stuff. Mics didn't work. Things are flying around the studio. We're being like up and down. We're sounding like we're like on helium, talking like we just sucked
it's
it
like
out of a balloon.
It's like you have a test dummies for.
It's like we have a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We have a night. We have literally any other spot, which is, it'd be like the NFL trying a new technology for the Super Bowl.
Oh, that would be,
you know,
that'd
instead,
be
of the, yes. instead of the Cheez-It yes. Bowl, right. you use it for the Super
instead
Bowl.
Instead of preseason.
Right.
Yeah, let's wait till the Super Bowl.
The world's watching. Let's light ourselves on fire.
All right.
Let's roll out these new officials.
All right. Well, listen, Jackson, that would be, that's a rule, is no, you cannot include the expletives in the songs.
Got it. Thank you. That is duly noted.
Or we'll have a fine. and we must pass that fine on to you.
FCC fine.
Unfortunately.
And that was my favorite Godsmack song.
You're a big Godsmack guy.
I love it.
Godsmack is, I think, playing the very first show at the new MGM concert venue, which is at Fenway Park, which is done and complete and ready to go.
Is it?
Yeah, they're having like an opening party thing on Monday,
right.
So that thing is all ready for concerts.
I want to check it out. It looked like it was going to be dope.
Yeah, I mean, are they gonna have concerts going on at, if there's like a day game?
Mm-hmm.
Will they have a concert that night at Fenway
venue? I would think that would be a smart idea, right? Maybe you could double dip.
Yeah, they're going to wait till the tee is fixed? Or, I mean, how? What's the current length of the tee, Curtis? What do you think, a year, two years?
28 days, they said.
So God bless NBC10 in Boston. Mm-hmm. They had intrepid reporters who did the Orange Line service yesterday, going to the different stops that will be bus only using the route. Cluster F at every level. Every time they got to a town, so they got to Medford. Mm-hmm. The mayor of Medford is saying, the mayor of Medford, they need a detail, but they don't give any information as to where the detail should be, what the detail needs to do. We are now less than 24 hours. It was less than 48 yesterday when they were out and doing this. It's nobody has any idea what they're doing. I'm telling you, read this story. It's not me. Mm-hmm. NBC 10 in Boston did a great job going around to the different sites, using the same route of the Orange Line replacement tracks, whatever they're going to do with the buses. And it's a dumpster fire.
Do you think that the first dumpster fire of a commute is going to be tomorrow afternoon when this starts or Monday morning?
It'll be tomorrow when they start because
but people don't work on Fridays anymore.
Right. But like, the people that use the T they have to get paid. They can't work remotely.
Won't it be when school starts? Because there are a lot of kids that use. I mean, I remember a lot of kids that I went to school with took the T.
Yeah.
Coming to Eastie. So won't it be that time when there's kids using the T. There are parents that are using the T.
Well, there's college kids that are. Mm-hmm. You have what do you have? 100? How many college kids come to the city?
300,000 to the area.
Yeah, we have MIT and Harvard.
So you're gonna they take the T,
right?
Wouldn't leadership be tomorrow morning whenever they begin this Orange Line replacement route that you have the guy that Poftak, who's in charge of the T, Governor Baker and Mayor Wu all on board for the first day, the first bus that is replacing it. Because who better? They'll be there immediately.
Yeah.
They can call. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be leadership? That's what Churchill would do.
Well, Mayor Wu doesn't take the bus because the bus uses fossil fuels.
Oh, that's true.
Plus, she's already biking,
she'll be biking to work.
Yeah, she don't need to
get what else do they have on their schedule tomorrow that would be more important than that?
Did she only bike to work that one day?
She told the media not to come.
What is her recommendation, that everybody bikes to work at least one day a year?
I think so.
Is that what it is?
The other 4 days she was Zooming, so she didn't have to bike in.
I think the other 4 days she's driven to work by her detail.
Oh, good news. Governor Baker, as he always does, will be joining us at 8:30 on the 23rd. I confirmed that yesterday. Right. So
okay.
CB.
So yeah, heads up. Next week it is the 20th Jimmy Fund Radiothon. With the Red Sox and Nesson and WEEI, and we will be at Fenway on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Correct. So we'll have Governor Baker on Tuesday, Governor Sununu on Wednesday.
Wow.
So that'll be fun. We have Bill Belichick making his debut this year on Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. to kick off the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Should add Sununu and Baker on at the same time. That would have been interesting.
Who's asking Bill the question about calling the plays when he joins us on Tuesday?
Courtney.
I mean, I'll ask
Courtney.
I'd ask Bill.
You just gave Courtney anxiety.
Oh,
if she's listening at home, she just got anxiety about Bill being on with us on Tuesday.
She's going to get COVID next week again.
I feel so bad for Courtney in her anxiety because I texted her yesterday to see how she's doing. And she immediately replies, "Is everybody mad at me?"
Uh-oh.
And I was like, "Courtney, who would be? Why would we be mad at you? No. You have COVID." She's like, "I don't know. I just thought Greg would be mad that I was out." I was like, "No, he just missed you. He was asking me when you could come in."
The best piece of advice I would give Courtney, and like I give my kids, control what you can control. Don't worry about nothing else.
I mean, I don't. It's not her fault that we have the 5 day be away from work policy.
Yeah, but she can take it off though. She has flex time. Yeah. Didn't that what in the email that David Field sent that you could take flex time?
Yeah,
just as long as you tell your
supervisor.
Yeah, and that's Ken. Correct. And Ken's already taking his flex time, so he can't say no to you.
But what do you mean? You can't take vacation from COVID protocols.
No. But she has COVID. But if she wanted to take next week off, for example,
You meant she could come back sooner. I didn't understand.
No.
Yep.
What about is my governor Sununu coming on the Jimmy Fund Radio?
Yep. Tuesday the 24th at 7:30. Or Wednesday the 24th at 7:30.
That's why I said you should have both of them on at the same time, Sununu and Baker.
I don't know if that would work.
That would be great radio.
I don't know if Governor Sununu wants to go on with Charlie Baker.
And we have a Hollywood superstar likely joining us. We don't want to give away the name, but
I'm excited.
It rhymes with Ellen DeGeneres, so that'll be exciting.
We have the great Guy Fieri joining us.
All right.
On the Jimmy Fund Radiothon next week.
I told you I love his trash can nachos. Best nachos in the city.
I'm crossing my fingers that we will have perhaps the greatest sports commentary individual in my mind.
All right.
Vin Scully.
During too soon, Curtis.
I recorded it. It's AI.
It is AI.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We should have hologram Vin Scully on.
I mean, who gets donations better than a hologram of Vin?
All right. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, 20th annual Jimmy Fund Radiothon to benefit Dana-Farber. And we hope that you will do what you do every single year and give generously. And here is Chris Curtis and today's news.
It's time for...
In the world of baby naming, names become popular again after about 100 years.
The news.
I'm kind of trying to evoke a ritzy, art deco, 1920s revival.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Sometimes I open my little silly mouth and I hit gold.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. Northeast Men's Health now has 3 offices in the Boston area, including their newest in Marlboro.
I want like Zeusalisa, something like that.
Zeusalisa.
On WEEI.
All right, Curtis, you had a thank you to start the news, you told me.
So before I get to that, Northeast Men's Health now has 3 offices in the Boston area, including their newest in Marlboro. And as always, Northeast Men's Health brings us the news. So every day I wake up to an email that has 13, 15, depending on the day, audio cuts with news summaries already set to go. Mike Brangiaforti is tireless.
Yes.
He is sensational. And I'll always be like, oh, I doubt this is on there because I found it in the bowels of the internet, the bottom of Drudge, whatever. And it's already there, ready to go with a summary. We don't thank Mike Brangiaforti enough for what he does for this show.
He is the long-serving vice president of audio for this program and the previous program.
Just excellent. And a great guy, hardworking.
Brangie has probably, I would guess he's probably been with me for 20 years.
Right. He's the longest tenured person on this station.
Outside of Flavored Dip, what have you been with longer? So,
nothing, really. I mean, my kids. I mean, I guess, but he probably was working for the old show before Julia was born.
It's wild.
So probably 25 years the man has been loyal and dependable. And he doesn't get enough thanks. You're right, Curtis.
Never have I heard an excuse or a complaint.
No.
So, Mike Brangiaforti, you are the man. Thank you for that. Let's start off the news.
Can I insert a fun fact?
I'd love to hear this one.
Yeah, certainly, Jackson.
Well, it's a weird coincidence because I just played Godsmack. First time I ever won tickets from a radio station was from Mike Brangiaforti on WAAF to a Godsmack show in 2002.
So what, you were calling in to win the tickets?
Yes, sir.
Now, did you have to do anything?
I think I was like the 7th caller. It was Saturday morning.
Just like the 7th call. You didn't have to do any kind of a stunt or
something? No.
That.
They don't do that on weekend shows.
That was poor contesting. Huh. Whoever was in charge of that.
Mike Brangiaforti.
Yeah. 6 degrees to Mike Brangiaforti. That's pretty cool.
It should have made you do something like eat your gallstones or something like that.
I think I was 14 or 15.
Yes. All right. Excellent. Thank you, Jackson. Thank you very much. Curtis, you want to get to the news?
There was a time in my life where that would have been 4 hours of content. So, I love it. Police are investigating after a piece of metal landed on a postal worker in the seaport and his car as he drove by a construction site in the seaport district. It happened Wednesday afternoon. We talked about this briefly. I think we had a text about this.
Yeah, we had a text about something happening right outside of NEMA, and it was the construction site right next door where it happened.
So this is with Suffolk Construction. And all over the city, we've had accident after accident. Some have been fatal.
Yeah.
I don't know what the cause of it is.
Somebody who's in the industry told me that it's the fact that you can't get anybody to do the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So in some cases, you're hiring people who have never worked on
less experience
that haven't worked on a construction site before.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have an area resident who reacted to this horrible accident.
Luckily, nobody got hurt. Someone's definitely going to get hurt with all this construction. There's quite a bit of it going on.
Okay. So bad day for things falling, and now we have another incident of somebody falling out of a window in Dorchester. Horrible story. A 4-year-old is in critical condition after falling out of the window of an apartment building in Boston Wednesday afternoon. The child's mother, Erica, came home from the hospital late Wednesday night and explained exactly what happened.
My son was in the room playing. He has spectrum autism, so I've been telling the people that we can't be on the fourth floor. He has no sense of danger. He don't even speak. And he opened the gate that's blocking my window, and he opened the window, and he leaned out, and boom, he fell out the window. And I heard the boom, so I went running down and picked him up. And he wasn't breathing.
Mm. Awful. So yeah. I don't know.
How did he open the if there was a gate on the window, how did he end up opening that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was like a metal gate. It seemed like it sounded like there was just a gate in front of it, and he was able to get by that. But, you know, how many apartment buildings or apartments have metal gates on the top floors? You know, you generally don't see that. You see them on the first floor, basement apartments for break-ins, but you don't generally see them up on the third or fourth floor.
Hopefully the 4-year-old is able to come through it okay. This has been a news update with all things falling, people being where they shouldn't. I think there should be significant jail time for this next story. We head to Woods Hole, great spot down in Massachusetts. A woman hopped the safety barrier at a Woods Hole aquarium to go and swim with seals.
Okay.
Why do these people do this?
I have no idea.
Why do these people think that jumping into a tiger enclosure or a seal pool is a good idea for a human being?
Perfect selfie.
Yeah, probably.
I guess, but you can go to P-Town, the harbor there. If there's seals, we rented a boat once. You go out like 50 feet, there's seals everywhere.
Seals are vicious.
Yeah.
Not the singer, the animal. They will bite your hand off.
I mean,
in a second. Yes.
Wow.
You don't know that?
No, I did not know that they were that vicious.
In Chatham, when I'm boating, the seals the seals will swim alongside your boat as you're coming into the harbor, to the marina.
Right.
And oftentimes you feel compelled to put your hand out there and maybe try to pet the seal.
Right, right.
And the thing it'll go for your jugular.
Jeez. No,
why is this idiot getting into the seal pool?
Well, she wanted to go swim with them. I think it was just something she was interested in. And she got away. We need to have better security at the Woods Hole Aquarium.
See, I would swim with the seals in the seal pool, but not in the ocean, because they're like the number one food for sharks. So maybe she's thinking, all right, I can swim in the pool.
What is this buffoon expert 28 talking about in the Twitch chat?
Let's see it.
Oh, what happened?
Saying that's a lie, Greg. It is not a lie.
What's a lie?
That the seal will eat your hand off. How dare expert say that?
We finally found what the Twitch chat will defend, seals.
Well, maybe we should get a seal expert on.
Maybe we should.
Yep. We'll Jackson, see if they would. Do you know anything about
Jackson
seals?
Jackson probably knows a lot about seals.
I know nothing about seals.
Really?
I know a lot about the singer seal, oddly enough.
You do? Really?
No.
Have you
been kissed by a rose?
I have.
Did you ever call Kiss 108 to try to win seal tickets?
No, I did not.
You did not?
Okay, no. Who was Seal married to?
Oh.
Heidi Klum.
There we go.
Oh.
Wow.
Jackson.
Who's General Custer?
I thought that was a question for Wiggy.
Seal, I don't know how Seal got Heidi Klum.
His wallet was kissed by a rose as well.
It's the wallet. That's how he did it.
All right, we're going to hear from a witness who saw this lady jump into the seal pool.
You don't normally see someone jump into a seal pen and like that anymore. So today's a crazy world. You never know what you're going to see. They're wonderful days in Falmouth. Every day. You never know what you're going to see.
I like it. Upbeat guy in Falmouth. Why wouldn't you be? The Cape is a lovely place.
Hey, Jackson, are you doing requests for the text line?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. 617 texter. Could you say the following? Is she a great big fat person?
Is she a great big fat person?
See, I would have went the other way.
That's exactly who he sounds like.
Yeah, but he should have went the other way. As Jackson say, put the lotion in the basket.
Oh, jeez. You push the lotion in the basket.
There you go. Buffalo
or
Bill.
Say, or it gets the hose again.
Or it gets the hose again. Now shut that dog up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Greatest character in a movie, oh, Buffalo my, Bill. My,
the audio resemblance sounds extraordinary.
Wow. Startling.
I can tell you, I've never heard that one. I've heard a lot of things, but right. never that.
Well, you've heard Godsmack.
It is that actor, though. Yeah. Whoever plays that guy, he does have the same voice as that actor.
It's uncanny. One might say it's uncanny.
Right. He played the chief on Monk, too.
Now, when Agent, what was her name? What was Jodie Foster's
Starling.
Name?
Starling? Starling.
Yeah, when Agent Starling knocked on the door and Buffalo Bill answered, did he say, do you have Godsmack tickets? Can you say that?
Do you have Godsmack tickets?
Ted Levine.
That's how he got the girls, is he would, in the back of his van, he said, never mind the groceries.
Right.
Jackson said he had some Godsmack tickets in the back of the van. And would you help me?
Would you help me?
Would you mind helping me?
Oh, all right.
All right, got to take a break.
Let's take a break and regroup.
Yeah, we will take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news with Curtis next, including an irrational seafood tower fear, which has me terrified. We'll get to that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up at 8, what are we doing with Chris Curtis? And something is closing in New York City that should never close, so we'll get to that.
Stopped me in my tracks yesterday.
Yeah, it's awful. And then at 9:30, history with Wiggy, although you're suggesting maybe we change that segment today?
Yeah, I think we have a special guest today and tomorrow, so I think we should do Wiggy and Jackson tackle history.
Oh, okay, history with Wiggy and Wiggy versus Jackson?
Yeah.
Jackson, okay. A.K.A. Buffalo Bill.
Yes, all right. Maybe we will do that.
And Wiggy, I need you to bear with me for one more story, and then you're going to love the next one, okay?
You got it, Mike.
All right, we head to the Show Me State. Which is that?
The Show Me State. Oh, man, what is the Show Me State?
You want me to answer? It's Missouri.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought that was where the St. Lunatics were from, but go ahead.
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Oh, you thought it was not, you thought it was the lunatic state.
Yeah, we call it, yeah, something different.
Okay. Well, a Missouri father is trying to take, was trying to take his kid to her first day of school when he spotted an alligator right in front of his house. Panic must have set in. Mike Trinh credits watching Steve Irwin, the Australian nut,
crikey,
as a child for giving him all the knowledge he needed to deal with the situation. Let's hear from Dad.
Well, good morning, Groggy. I'm ready to just take my kids to school. It's my daughter's first day in middle school. So she runs back. Dad, there's an alligator in front of the door. I'm thinking she's joking. She's trying to skip school, not go to school. Walks in front like, yeah, there's a gator. Steve Irwin. Crikey, there's a gator. That's what you do. You jump in his back. And they're like, okay, I'm doing it. I crossed that off my bucket list. I'm going to wrestle alligator today.
Hmm. That was on his bucket list?
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't even know
alligators. I have nothing that involves animals on my bucket list.
No, neither do I. I didn't know alligators were, you know, even in Missouri.
I did not know that either. That surprised me big time.
All right.
Well, I mean, I like his attitude, though, you know. Right. Attack it, move forward.
Probably an exotic pet who had escaped from.
I would imagine so, right? Like, I mean,
I would assume.
I mean, that might be the first. I don't know if that's a fun fact. I know Jackson got fun facts, but is that the first alligator sighting in Missouri?
I would have no idea.
You know?
I mean, wouldn't Ozark have used an alligator if there were one around?
You would think. Are there lake alligators?
I have. Listen, I don't know much about them. Jackson?
Jackson, do you have any information on that?
I believe there was a killer alligator in Lake Placid, the movie.
Yes.
I believe there are lake alligators, but in...
You can't argue with the logic. Yeah,
Southern states, like Florida, probably has a lot of lakes because of the weather, but... Missouri, I didn't realize that.
Okay. All right, Wiggs. Well, thanks for sticking with that one.
You
we
got
have a big
it,
story for you here. What is the capital of Ohio?
The capital of Ohio...
should be canceled.
Is it Columbus?
Yep, nailed it. A DoorDash customer out of Ohio says his meal came with, wait for it, a side of marijuana.
All right. I like that.
We all know the best things are at the bottom of the bag, but it's usually French fries. In this case, it was marijuana. The man said he worries about what could have happened if the order ended up in the wrong hands.
Did this start with the driver, or did this start in the restaurant that I ordered it from? Which makes me question, where are these drugs coming from? He would give me my money back and refund me my order if I gave him my entire bag back, because he claimed that there was medicine in the bag for his friend. I told him, no, sir, I can't give it back. I just want certain companies like DoorDash or Grubhub want to question what kind of background checks they're taking for their employees, and do they really know the people who are working for them?
That guy, I guarantee you, has the most filthy search history of anybody you've ever met.
I mean,
my God, who cares?
I know. What a Karen. Like, just the smoke. Eat your, well, you should smoke first, and then right. you eat your food.
Yeah, the food will taste much better. I would say this now.
The guy's probably doing this on the side.
Right.
I would assume he's dealing on the side.
Well, I would say this.
Yeah.
Very, you know, it's all about being a good entrepreneur nowadays. Mm-hmm. What better way, if you happen to be a street pharmacist, to be a Uber Eats driver to basically be the cover for what you're doing?
Yeah. No, we got that.
That is a very...
It was a long explanation by you, but we definitely, yeah.
Well, we
there
the
are
plane.
A lot of people that didn't know that.
Really?
Like, why is there weed at the bottom of that guy's bag?
Well, Wiggy...
That is extremely weird.
But here's how asinine we all are as a society. At DoorDash or any of these, don't even pick on DoorDash, whatever people you use for delivery these days, you can get booze delivered to your front door.
So you'll be able to get weed.
You can't get weed.
Why not?
There are marijuana delivery licenses that have been issued here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So
marijuana is far, I mean, I don't smoke, but it's far healthier than alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, people can get weed delivered to their front door for 30 years.
Right. All right. This is going to lead to Greg Wiggy talking about some of his escapades.
Okay.
But nonetheless, we'll do it. We stick in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Sandusky, what movie starred a big part of a company in Sandusky, Ohio?
What movie?
Yep.
Tommy Boy.
Yes, sir.
Well done, Wiggy.
Bang.
Nailed it.
God, I love you,
Nailed
Wiggs.
It.
So a couple was arrested in Sandusky, Ohio, and charged with public indecency after police say they engaged in a sexual intercourse on a giant wheel ride at Cedar Point. Point, I hear, is a great amusement park.
So like the Ferris wheel?
Yes, Ferris wheel's day off.
Okay.
They According to Sandusky police reports, witnesses told police they saw the two 32-year-olds engaging in a sexual act around 7:15 p.m.
Okay.
I think they were playing Twister on the play, on the board, on the ride. Sunday on the ride, the first couple denied the allegations. The female told officers she had shorts on under her dress and dropped her cigarette pack out of them. That's why she had to get on her knees. Yikes. Let's hear the police.
At first, just completely denied it, and then there was kind of a part about some cigarettes that were dropped on the ride out of her possession, and that she had been over and that maybe she was shaking her backside towards her significant other. However, later on, there is some admission that that is what they were involved in.
It's a bucket list thing. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Who's really harmed by that if you're on the Ferris wheel?
You're going up and down, and like, isn't there like, aren't you one of those things where you can't really see what's going on below your chest?
Right. I mean, I feel like dropping my cigarette pack is an excuse that would have been valid a good, 10, 15 years ago. I mean, why isn't the woman vaping? I mean, I think
some people are still smoking.
Really?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people out there that still
only use... in Ohio or
I think it's just all over America.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, outside of the coast, I think America still smokes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Let's head to the Sunshine State.
Ooh, I know that is.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
All right. I don't know whether it was the pandemic that's caused all this public indecency. People are finally outside. They've been cooped up in their homes for so long. Mm-hmm. But there's another story of public indecency. For a second time in 5 days, police arrested a man who allegedly exposed himself to shoppers.
Mm.
DeAndre Jamar Bent, 26 years old, walked up and exposed himself to a woman and her young daughter who were waiting for the woman's husband to pick them up outside of a supermarket at 2 p.m. on a Saturday.
Oh, they
How
weren't,
sick do you have to be?
They weren't. Were they in the meat aisle or were they outside the store?
I think the meat aisle came to them, unfortunately.
Okay. Okay.
According to the report, Bent dropped his pants and grabbed himself in front of them and then walked through the parking lot. Another witness came forward to tell police Bent had exposed himself to them as well earlier in the day. We're going to hear from the courtroom audio of his arraignment.
On the exposure of sexual organs, first offense, I'm going to set bond in the amount of $500 and lewd and lascivious exhibition. I'll set bond in the amount of $5,000. Total bonds are $55,000. Plus, I want a psychobilling on this gentleman.
Wow, Bill, $55,000. That's the way they do it in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they'd be like, go on your way. Please try to keep your pants up.
We're sorry for the inconvenience of bringing you to the courthouse today.
There shouldn't even be bail for that guy. You want to expose yourself, no bail. You'll have plenty of chance to expose yourself in jail.
He's lucky the father didn't come because I bet you in Florida, the guy's got a gun.
He
would have deserved
That's self-defense.
All right, and then sticking with Florida, there's an irrational seafood tower fear in the news today, Curtis.
That is correct. A Florida man died after he caught a bacterial infection from a one-in-a-billion bad oyster.
Mm.
Who knew you could die eating oysters?
I had no idea. Well, you nearly did.
That's true. I only had food poisoning.
Right.
Wiggy doesn't eat seafood probably for this very reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you can get a bad oyster and die from it, from an infection?
That is correct. The manager of the restaurant told the outlet that as many as 100 dozen oysters were served that day, and he was the only one that got sick from this oyster, from however it was done. Over the course of 60 years, we have served a couple billion oysters, the owner of the restaurant said, and we have never got anyone sick like that guy. But he's unidentified. We don't know his name, but he died. But would you say if you died eating a seafood tower, would we be able to say that you died doing what you love?
Yes, of course.
So, I mean, this guy went out on top.
Yes, he did.
That's because a lot of the stuff, they don't cook that stuff, right?
Well, you can cook oysters.
But a lot of people
Have you ever had oysters
raw.
Rockefeller?
No, I don't eat oysters. I don't eat delicious. That.
I've never had an oyster. They do not appeal to me at all.
Really? My wife loves them.
What about them's appealing?
They're, yeah. The taste. What like they're what amazing. Taste? They're delicious.
My wife absolutely loves them. She loves to go to the feast and they pop them open. Yeah, yeah. She puts the lemon and the hot sauce on there and she sucks them down.
What you talking about the Gloucester feast or
no the North End feast, the Italian feast?
That just happened. Was that last weekend?
It's every weekend until I think the end of August.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Curtis, great job with the news.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you very much. Coming up, we will get to what are we doing next. And then at 9, Red Sox front office report with Chaim Bloom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.